Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Merry Christmas, everybody. John Kelly here. Today, we put your financial goals under a microscope. Get in shape for the big changes coming in 2017, and it's the season of giving. But is your money going where it's supposed to? Coming up in just a minute.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the holiday edition of the Financial Safari.
Kit Fitzsimmons here, and we're talking with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services. Now, John, we wanted to jump right in because it's the season of giving, certainly the season of shopping, although in our modern times, a lot of that shopping can happen online. How much of your holiday shopping this season would you say you did online?
Me personally, I didn't do any of it. I'm not the shopper in the household, so I don't have to worry about that, thank God. The only shopping I do is the grocery shopping. The rest of it, they can leave that to themselves.
And even the grocery shopping now, I saw just recently in the news that Amazon is trying to open an Amazon grocery store where there's no clerk. You just walk in, pick up your items, and cameras tell you how much you owe and automatically charge your Amazon account.
That day is coming. I mean, you know, obviously with all the stuff going on recently, with all the higher wages people are crying for and everything else, a lot of these companies are going towards automation and everything else. I'd be interested to see in the next 10, 15 years if you'll actually even see a human being at a checkout.
Exactly.
I mean, we've seen it in a lot of the stores already, like where they have the automatic checkouts, but I mean, who knows? I mean, the way future is going, people don't want to work anymore. You know, the younger people don't want to work especially. So, I mean, these companies are all about cutting costs. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens for sure in the next few years.
Well, it's also a problem that we see with robo-advisors, where folks are getting their financial advice from an app sometimes.
Or their buddy down the street, or their brother-in-law who's a carpenter, who met a guy, who knows a guy, things like that. I mean, people are looking for information everywhere. Although we are in the information age, I mean, Google is there. People have information today at their fingertips. So they are a lot more savvy, you know, today. It's even a lot of our clients we see come in the office on a daily basis. You know, they're more educated. They're asking the smarter questions. You know, there's no such thing as people coming in and not having a clue what's going on anymore. I think that's very good. It's very important because, I mean, this is their money. They should be informed and they should know exactly, you know, what the risks are, what the terms are, or what they should be looking for and what their expectations should be.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking about the season of giving, and certainly the online shopping, the online donation sites make it easier to give what you want to give. This is the time when charitable donations see a sharp uptick from October to December.
Oh, absolutely. And we see that a lot now, especially this time of year where a lot of clients are coming in and they want to start leaving their charitable donations at the end of the year, you know, to their churches, to their favorite charities, you know, whatever, the Cancer Society, things like that. We actually see quite a bit of that. And a lot of people are actually doing it with their IRAs. But one thing I always try to tell people, especially with your IRAs, is you definitely do not want to have, you know, a charity or a non-living entity as a beneficiary of the IRA, especially if you have living children on there. Because it makes it harder for the children if they want to stretch that IRA down the road. You can't do that when you have a non-living entity as a beneficiary. So we try to separate them assets out, put them on their own separate accounts so they don't run into that problem or tax bomb for their kids down the road. And I think we see that's it's a mistake that a lot of people make.
That makes perfect sense because those charitable organizations are going to be inheriting that money tax-free anyway. So using IRAs like that is paying taxes on it now when taxes wouldn't be paid on it in the future.
Yeah, we see that a lot. When people convert, you know, money from their IRAs that they were going to leave to a charity, I mean, why pay income tax on that stuff when you're going to leave it to a charity tax-free anyway? So, I mean, I think that's a lot of mistakes some people make. You know, I seen a lady in here a few months ago that's what she did a couple of years ago. She converted her IRA to leave it to her church. She wound up paying the taxes on it. So honestly, it probably wound up costing her church 30% of the total contribution that she would have left if she left it the way it was because she didn't know any better.
Well, another thing that we see a lot of folks donating with these days, I used to volunteer with a theater, and a lot of the donors used donor-advised funds where they would put their money in ahead of time and then tell the fund, we want this much to go to this charity, this much to go to that charity.
We see that quite a bit. I mean, but I think it's better just set it up as just different accounts and just, I mean, have a plan. You know, if you're doing allocations, whether it's annuity, whether it's life insurance, there's a lot of ways people leave money to charities. Life insurance is a great way to do it if somebody's healthy, because you're giving them twice as a triple, maybe four times as much, pennies on the dollar using life insurance, if that's the purpose for the money. But keep in mind, some people might earmark something for a charity now, but things happen in their own life, you know, where they might have a health problem or they might need to use it for long-term care. You know, I had a lady came in, you know, about 3 months ago. She had money aired for a charity. She was going to leave it to the March of Dimes, but her daughter went through a nasty divorce. It was unplanned. She came out of nowhere. So she had to dip into this money that she was going to use for the charity to help her daughter out. So, again, the nice thing about it, she had it there. It wasn't where it was, you know, she couldn't change it, or it was her decision to make. You know, some people just give it away during their lifetime, and now they lose all that control. So should emergencies like that arise?
Well, it's about putting together a plan. That's what we talk about every week here on the Financial Safari, ensuring that you are on the right track and that your plan takes into account the unexpected. You can't expect what those unexpected things are going to be, but you can plan for them. The number to reach John Kelly is 800-477-1135. And John, this is a perfect time for folks to give you a call, isn't it?
Absolutely. Everybody who wants to come on the radio show, we'll give you Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. We'll do a complete income plan analysis for it. We'll sit down and see, okay, exactly how much money you need on a monthly basis and which bucket of money to pull it from so it reduces your taxes. We do a complete Social Security analysis where we'll maximize your Social Security benefits for you as far as making them choices. Also, Kip, when our clients come in with certain dollar amounts, we provide them with a will and a power of attorney for finance and for medical. And if they come in usually with over $500,000, our estate planning team here provides them with a free living trust. So we can help them avoid the probate process and help them, you know, where we can set up these charities and wherever they want to put them.
Well, make sure that your money is doing what you want it to. Make sure that you have the opportunities available and the flexibility to adjust as life changes, as we know it does. The number to call to reach John Kelly today is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And coming up, It's a Wonderful Life. Do you know what the next stage of your life holds for you? We're breaking down the top four concerns of retirees, and you don't want to miss these guideposts. We'll be right back with more in just a minute.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
When planning for retirement, it's important to put together a budget so that you know how much money you'll need on a monthly basis. The best way to find that number is to see what your current budget is. Do you know what your current expenses are? Many people will quickly total up their phone, grocery, and a couple of other bills, but will often forget to include expenses such as repairs, out-of-pocket health costs, and treating yourself at a nice restaurant every now and then. Now, when putting together a retirement budget, there are some things that you may not realize need to be taken into account. These include health costs that will not be covered by Medicare or Medicaid. Any transportation expenses also need to be taken into consideration, as well as debt and interest associated with it. It's also wise to remember that the cost of living may change in retirement, but it won't go away. So, for professional guidance in preparing your retirement budget, contact your local trusted coach.
And it's time to crack open Coach's Financial Dictionary. Coach, today the term is cafeteria plan. Delicious.
This is a way to select benefits, just like when you go to the old cafeteria. Now, it's not the school cafeteria where you had no choice, right? Or the prison cafeteria. I don't think you have a choice here. Just slop the stuff in. So this is a way where you can pick your own benefits, Kit. You're given a certain amount of money, or you can pay for some out of your own pocket, but you go down the line of benefits and you pick and choose what you want, what's appealing. But unfortunately, just like when you go to a cafeteria and you get to select What do you usually select? Do you select what mom used to tell you to eat, or do you select what looks good to you?
Just looks good right in that minute.
That's right. So a lot of people are fooled. A lot of people don't take the right benefits. A lot of people don't spend what they should to get the benefits they need. Mm-hmm. And so, again, it's always we talk about there really is a need in anything you do where you're spending money, saving money, or investing money, where you need somebody to throw things off of or talk things through. And that's why it's real good to have a coach in the financial world to help explain these benefits in full detail. And it's better to learn before you get in rather than later on. Or if you don't get in, it's good to learn you should have got in right then, and so you can get in when you know down the road if you need something and you don't have it. Who do you have to blame but yourself many times?
Well, if you need any help taking a look at your options and making sure you're taking advantage of the best ones for you, you can get in touch with one of our local financial coaches very easily. The number to call is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. Leave a message and we will put you in contact with your local financial coach. It's crucial when you're taking a look at those cafeteria plans that you have a financial nutritionist helping you out. We're helping you out every week here on the Financial Safari.